Non-traditional grad receives highest degree. Graduation Day at New Mexico State University is coming up this Saturday. One of the thousands of graduates is Maria Nopila, who has earned a PhD in education. Nopila intends to commit her life's work to higher education. Did I tell you Maria is in her 30s and with her husband is raising two daughters? Her educational odyssey will be the topic of a series this week of her road to an advanced degree. Nopila worked a variety of jobs as she advanced her education, and the reason for her career choice, a comment from one of her daughter's teachers, was on the mark.
My daughter Maya, her teacher once said to the class, "You will likely be, in your professional life, you will likely be one of the first things that you were ever exposed to as a child." And I found that really interesting because I did grow up around NMSU. That kind of played into the reason that I wanted to pursue a PhD.
Our series will continue through the week. Non-traditional grad grew up overseas. Today we continue our story about Marie Nopila, a non-traditional student who's completing her PhD work at NMSU while helping to raise a family 20 years out of high school. Marie's husband, Miko, graduated from NMSU and then played pro basketball in Europe. Marie went along and felt her vistas really opened up during their visit overseas.
To move across the world and not know anybody, it was really an eye-opening experience. I remember everything was different. I didn't speak the language. I didn't know many people. And so it really opened my eyes to that there was so much more than everything you see on the news, everything that you're used to. There is so much more.
Nopila will be hooded on Friday. PhD dissertation came from community situation. Marie Nopila is the non-traditional student we've been featuring this week of graduation at NMSU. She's been working toward a degree for 18 years while helping to raise a family and deal with all that life brings. Growing up in Las Cruces, Nopila chose to do her doctoral dissertation on the problem of minority students funding their education. Nopila's findings weren't encouraging.
It's problematic for them even to have very low levels of debt. And it really influences them not to persist because it creates a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stress and anxiety that comes with borrowing money. And oftentimes for first generation students, they don't have family members that had gone to school. And so for them, borrowing to attend higher ed is scary. And oftentimes they have to work 2-3 jobs. And so what I found was that student loans aren't always the best source of financial aid for certain students.
Family meant support in this educational quest. Raising a family and getting a PhD in education are two time-intensive pursuits. This week, we've been telling you the story of Marie Nopila, a non-traditional student at NMSU, who's getting her doctorate 20 years after her high school graduation. She and her husband are raising two daughters, and both work. And Marie says her goal has been achieved because of those around her.
And I've had extreme amount of family support. My parents, my mother and Mike, and my grandparents, and especially Miko, they've just been extreme support for me. So that's really how I was able to do that. I couldn't have done it without the support of my family.
Nopila intends to become an education professor at NMSU. Graduation marks the completion of this woman's educational odyssey. Tonight is the hooding ceremony for New Mexico State University graduate students who have earned a PhD. This week, we've helped you to get to know Marie Nopila, a non-traditional student who's earning her doctorate 20 years after high school. Nopila and her husband have two daughters. Marie says she's learned a lot more during the pursuit of this doctoral degree than she had expected.
What I found out going through that PhD program was that there are not a lot of things out there that I cannot accomplish. And I want my kids to know that. I want others to know that. I want to be an example to others that they can do whatever it is they put their mind to.
More than 2,200 students will receive undergraduate degrees in two ceremonies tomorrow on the NMSU campus.